Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back live from the Lit Cigar Lounge this morning. No, wait, it just smells like it. I'm just kidding.
I am out of party shape.
Dan,
I am so out of party shape. I don't normally smoke cigars and drink that much bourbon, but... I'm feeling it today.
Dude, you got to hang around with me a little bit more. What have you been doing? Come on.
Wow. It was fun. What a party. Thanks to everybody who showed up. Some people who were there now just waking up. I see them popping up on the Facebook feed. Good morning to them. They're probably feeling like we are. So
I got to tell you, man, I stayed as late as I could. We did the broadcast yesterday. Thanks to everyone who came out. So fantastic to put some faces to some names we see on social media here all the time. A lot of regulars who I already knew, but then some new people who showed up last night. It was great to meet all of you. Great broadcast, and it was, what are you laughing at, Dan?
Lisa Kemp says, I still have my bracelet on from last night. We had these drink bracelets. She said she's great, by the way. Yeah. We met both Lisas, actually.
Lisa and Chris and all the people that showed up. We love those folks and love the fact that they showed up out of love for this radio station. I mean, honestly, I can't get over the number of people, and it feels like a family. And the thing about it is we're normally staring into a microphone, and we don't get to see people face-to-face. So somebody said to me last night, you need to have more events like this. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Trisha Siegman is probably like, oh, no, you don't understand what all it takes to put on something like this.
We're doing this once every 25 years.
We're going to have more events. We got a big Jimmy Fallon event coming up in January. He's going to be live out at the factory, so we'll there's information already on our website. In fact, 971talk.com/events. You can see a link to the Fela event. We'll be doing something surrounding that so people can show up and we can have a great time because you know Fela's hilarious. It's basically his stand-up comedy routine is what it is, and I'm like, can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. You had him on Wednesday, of course,
we
the
did.
Day
yeah.
I was off.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And everybody said it was just a hysterical segment
well,
with him.
He is funny. And last night we got to talk to Michael Steinberg of the Steinberg Group, who, of course, built the district, built that shopping mall, and then it failed. Right? He didn't build it, but he knew the developer that did, and then he ended up buying it from them when a lot of the stores and stuff started either bailing or going out of business, and they already had the other outlet mall down there closer to the river and the bridge. And he's like, what am I going to do with this thing? And then Topgolf went in, and then he started seeing the entertainment possibilities, and he helped put in the main event, which attracts people there.
The factory.
And then he thought, I'm going to build a music venue, and everybody told me I was nuts. He told us this on the broadcast last night, and he goes, so I started flying around the country looking at all these other venues, and I realized none of them are perfect. I thought, I'm going to build the perfect one. I'm going to build one that's perfect for the client here is the artist, not necessarily the ticket buyer.
Right.
So he built a venue like an artist would want to have, right? With nice dressing rooms in the back and sort of a green room and a kitchen. And like, I only know that because I was backstage for the Kill Meat event. And then a nice stage and access
acoustics,
to technology acoustics. And acoustics.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can apparently rearrange seating in there to seat up to 3,000 people. And I told him yesterday, I'm like, the guy who helped book the Kill Meet event told me this is the most sought after venue in the middle of the country.
Wow.
Every artist wants to book at the Factory, which is fantastic, right? So it's bringing people, and then they go eat at Four Hands or Napoli, and Lit Cigar Lounge is right there, which was
High Point.
Brilliant on Brian Snyder's part to have the foresight to have that store up there, and he had his eye on that location that faces the highway. He's right up front, and it's turned into a great place. The number of people who attend that thing, through the summer months when they have the outdoor green area and all that, has been incredible. And it's just a testament to the foresight of somebody like Michael Steinberg and why he's rich and we're not. He's just a smart guy, man. He is a smart guy.
That whole valley, just an incredible tribute to the Steinberg group who they had the vision. After the flood, everybody said, oh, nobody should go back down there, and nobody will go back down there. And he had the vision, and, that is not only the number one shopping largest district in the region, but it's also now one of the top entertainment locations. And, it's got a lot going on, that's for sure.
Well, and it's only going to get better, and we're thrilled that the downtown Chesterfield, we talked a little bit about that. Listen, we had the Attorney General on. She showed up last night. Unannounced, like we weren't sure. Catherine Hanaway, we all looked up and said, was that Catherine Hanaway just came in? She goes, you had me at cigars and birthday party. Like she wanted to come down there and she was famous as a House Speaker of going and having a cigar with the guys, right? Because she knew, as the first female Speaker of the House in the state of Missouri, how you got things done in Jeff City back then. And she was great. She gave us a few minutes. Lieutenant Governor was there last night at our birthday party. So if you missed it, you missed it. We'll be posting some pictures, I'm sure, later today. But it was fantastic, and that's why my voice is scratchy and Dan's voice is scratchy. You were there till 9. I left before 8 because I'm like, if I don't get out of here now, I'm not going to get any sleep.
Yeah, it was like quarter till. I got home about 9:15, so I got my 5 hour sleep that I normally get.
I had to go do a little bit of show prep, and I'm sure Ethan appreciated getting that note as late as he did. But anyway, we're here this morning, and thanks to all of you who showed up. It was fantastic, and that's great. So, all right, we got lots to get to for you today. JJ Carafano in the next hour. We're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson. Today's the 24th, and I know that because it's my lovely daughter's 18th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ginger. In 24 days now, the government's been shut down. 24 days. Apparently some private money is being used to reopen the Arch Grounds. I heard this the other day just briefly for some event that was already planned. But then it's going to shut down again because it's one of the examples of things. Pretty soon SNAP benefits will start. Those cards may not get recharged on November 1st, which is going to put even more pressure on the Democrats who have once again failed to provide the votes to open up the government. So we'll talk more about that with Eric Burleson at about 7:35. And a little later, Dan and I were talking about this last hour, and that's this gambling thing that blew up yesterday. Jeff Manasso has been covering this because it goes from the fixing of NBA games all the way to the fixing of high-stake poker games, and it ties into the mob somehow. And it was incredible the scope of what they announced yesterday on that issue, and he's going to be able to explain more to us about that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
This is the people's house. Why not inform the public of that change and when it was decided that the East Wing would have to be demolished?
Look, again, with any construction project, changes come, and we have informed all of you. We've been keeping you apprised of this project. We've shown you the rendering.
Yeah, just out of interest, who were they supposed to check with?
Yeah.
Like, were we supposed to do a nationwide referendum on whether or not you think the East Wing of the White House should be replaced or renovated? Who were you supposed to check with? Should we have taken a poll and licked our fingers and stuck it up in the air to see which way the wind's blowing? I don't know if you've noticed, but that's not how DJT operates. He gets things done.
I'm the FBI director. I decide which arrest to conduct and which not to conduct. That may be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard out of anyone in modern history, and I live most of my time in Washington, D.C. It's right up there with Adam Schiff. We arrest people for crimes.
Yeah, the ICE tracker app and all of that stuff. Akash Patel was on fire yesterday talking about all of this and claiming that Some of the NBA arrests were revenge on the part of Donald Trump, is what Stephen A. Smith floated yesterday. And Cash said, you have got to be kidding me.
That is it. It serves us or doesn't serve us, and we want to move on. And so here's a holiday. Bro, if they try to give me a holiday, what is with them giving people a holiday after they kill them? Why is that a thing? You know?
That's Candace Owens. Showing off, in my opinion, a little bit of crazy yesterday. She went on a little bit of a rant, once again claiming the government killed Charlie Kirk. And now that they're done with him, they've named a holiday and a street after him. And that's it.
And the right-hand image shows what looks almost like some wartime bomb leveled the East Wing.
I have to pick. What I try to pick here are sound bites that sort of encapsulate the story. You heard a little bit from Caroline Leavitt there on the demolition of the East Wing of the White House. CNN went so far as to claim that it looked like a bomb hit it.
Yeah.
And then the audacity of this administration to tear down part of the People's House.
Yeah. He quoted a first lady from years ago saying that it was the East Wing was the heart of the White House. And they've ripped it out.
The structure itself was never that impressive, to be honest with you. You did come in through that entrance, like there's a level under it, which is where the first lady had some offices, and you could see out to the front of the White House there from through the windows. But I mean, it was built 100 years ago. Like that's it's a minuscule amount of time. It wasn't some major historical issue. And what they're going to put in its place is going to be fantastic. We're going to call it the MAGA state room, right?
Yep.
Yep. That's
MAGA
it.
State room. I think it's going to stick.
Wait till the media finds out about that. That's breaking news, by the way. they're gonna melt down. We'll talk a little bit more about that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and because it's unbelievable, quite frankly, what they're doing with that, and of course. Did you hear that we're mad again at Canada? I'm going to play the video that has set off the president this time. Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back.
Well, there you go again. I'm trying to do my best, Ronald Reagan.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
It helps having a cigar last night.
It did. Kinda that gets cigar you down there. Helped yeah. get my voice down. It's like I can probably do a better Bill Clinton right now. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, not once. I didn't lie to anyone, and it's time to get back to work for the American people.
That's really good.
I can do younger Bill. I can't do older Bill. Like these days his voice is so scratchy
yeah.
from yelling at Hillary all the time that I can't do it. But I try.
The presidential Bill is okay. It's pretty good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I like the hand gesture too. For those who aren't watching, yeah, you got the little. Thumb.
You
got
to get the thumb.
Get the thumb out there.
I did not.
But you know, normally I'm a child of the Reagan Revolution. I've said that many times, and I often play Ronald Reagan hits like this one.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. And I love Ronald Reagan, but apparently a Ronald Reagan video edited by Ontario, Canada, and put out on the internet has led to a cessation of trade with Canada. That's what the president announced last night. This is why. Listen.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
And while they're playing this, they're showing pictures of Canadian farmers and this and that. And this video runs about a minute long, and this is what set off the president yesterday. He's like, I'm canceling all talks with Canada. They can go float a boat for all I care. I mean, yeah. And now they're going to, because the Prime Minister of Canada says, well, now we're going to double our efforts to have trade with other nations other than the United States. You know what? Maybe you should have done that 20 years ago or 25 years ago, but instead you were fat and happy because we put up with your tariffs preventing U.S. goods from going into Canada, but you were more than happy to send all your stuff down here and not face anything at all. Like, we couldn't send timber or any of that stuff to Canada. Their tariffs were so high, it didn't make any sense. They didn't care about that then. And what Reagan, by taking that out of context, what Reagan didn't like was trade barriers. That's what Canada had in place. They had tariffs so high, it was a barrier to a U.S. company doing any business with Canada in certain sectors. They were protectionist policies on the part of Canada. Enter Donald Trump, who for 40 years, probably when Ronald Reagan was still alive, was already saying, why are we letting other countries take advantage of us?
Right.
Tariffs are a tool. If you're going to tariff us, we're going to tariff you equally until you agree we should all get rid of tariffs. I think Donald Trump would like nothing better than free trade, but we don't have that with any of our partners. Not a single one of them, I think. Now, maybe now that's changed, but up until then, almost every country took advantage of the U.S., and every president leading up until now let that happen.
Right.
And it's not happening anymore.
And that Reagan quote, I believe, came from the early 80s when he was running for president. He was up against Carter, who was a huge tariff and boycotter of other products. And it was crippling our economy, and it was driving prices up. What we've not seen here is that prices, unlike everybody predicted, aren't skyrocketing.
Right.
Many of the manufacturers are eating it. But more importantly, American goods are now being able to get into countries where before they were blocked. Or they were so, as you said, so grossly tariffed, and it just made no sense for companies to try to go to Canada, to go to Central Europe. Now those markets are open. We're going to have more product being shipped out. Our gross national product is going to get more balanced. Yeah, right now we were so lopsided with so many of these countries. Now it's going to be an even playing field. If you tax us, we're going to tax you. And what's happening is everybody's collapsing those taxes.
We had to do this. We are the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah, biggest consumer group in the world.
Right? We are. And China and everybody wants a piece of us. Well, they're going to have to deal with us fairly. And if they don't, then we'll do it ourselves. And eventually they're going to come around. The European Union has come around. England's come around. Canada will come around eventually. Mexico is going to fall in line. They're all going to come because they want access to American consumers, who are the richest consumers in the world. So these tariffs were necessary. I don't know what this is, another tool in Donald Trump's negotiating toolbox.
Yep.
And Canada will come back to the table. There's no doubt about that. He will win this one as well. All right, coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, find out what the markets did yesterday in other news at about 6:45. All right, I got to give a little bit of feedback here. We're reading the comments this morning, and Michael Burton, who's been on here harassing us this morning because he's got TDS syndrome, State Representative Burton, says, well, Dan, are food prices down? What food prices do you know that are down?
Well, Michael, since you asked.
since you asked, let me play one of your favorite journalists, Michael Burton. His name is George Slopidopoulos or Stephanopagopoulos or whatever Rush Limbaugh used to call him. Here he is trying to push your same narrative that food prices are way up. And the CEO of Walmart had to serve him his just desserts. Listen to this soundbite.
And let's talk about Thanksgiving first. Food prices are up, especially turkey. So what are you doing to help customers keep the cost down?
You know, first, we started putting together this idea of having the entire basket easy to purchase, easy to assemble back in 2022. And this year, we will have the best prices on this basket we've had since the program started. We're down about 25% from last year, down about $14 for the basket, which puts us in a position where this basket is just under $4 a person when serving 10 people. Mm-hmm. So we have a great basket that has a mix of our great brands, like Butterball turkeys. Our turkey prices, George, are all the way back to what they were in 2019 at 97 cents a pound. So we're really excited about the progress. I was really impressed when the team brought me this. It was better than I expected. So we're looking forward to a great holiday season, and we want to help people celebrate any way they want and do it at a great Walmart price.
Snuffleupagus, or whatever his name is. Snuffleupagus?
Let's not say it that way anymore.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
He had to eat it. He's killing. He is killing a producer right now who did not do their homework.
Thank you.
Before he asked that stupid question, because he just got burned.
I think maybe the $16 million ABC had to pay to Trump because of his derelict reporting. Maybe that was they had to cut the budget, so they cut researchers out.
Yeah.
So that you would go on and say something that stupid to the CEO of a major food provider in this country who says, no, prices are down. Gas prices are down, too, below $3 a gallon.
Oh, yeah. The U.S. retail gas price in the past year, it's down to 3.15, so $3.15 right now. That is down almost 5% from a year ago, same date, same time under the Biden administration. And, of course, we saw prices in the fours during the $4 range back in 22 and 23. So don't give me this. Oh, and oh, by the way, yesterday I filled up $2.66 at the right off of 270.
Wow. Michael Burton's now saying, well, I didn't say it was way up, but Donald Trump said it'd go way down. It's not way down yet.
Oh, it's called 25% down. That's pretty big.
That's pretty good, Michael. Yeah. Sorry. Take it and be happy. How about that? All right, let's get to the business report, please. Dom Savino, how are you this morning? Filling in for our friend Nicole.
That's right. I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Hey, you do a lot of sports announcing, I know.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction to that gambling bust yesterday that's impacting clearly the NBA and a lot of high-stakes poker games?
I'm waiting for the movie, man.
Yes, exactly.
The card reading.
Glasses?
Yeah, the card reading glasses, the card reading shufflers, the x-ray machine, insider betting. I mean, that's got everything.
Man. I'm like, if I had any of those, like, the people I play poker with would know immediately because I don't normally win. If I started winning every game, they'd know something was up.
And so I want to play poker with you then.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to ask, were you at all surprised? See, I wasn't. When the story came out, I'm like, okay, it was just a matter of time before stuff like that got revealed. I think it's been going on a long time.
Yeah, well, the gambling, the poker games, that's one thing. But the insider betting, we've seen at least isolated cases so far at the college and pro level that – it is a thing, and it's something that the leagues and the college and the NCAA and the conferences are going to have to try to snuff out. Not easy to do, but it was a thing 50 years ago, but especially now that it's all above board, we know about it even more.
Yeah, and they've all got the money to do it now, even in college with the NIL money. So
that's
an extra layer of problems they got there.
Yeah.
Dom, what's going on in the business world?
Yeah, Mark, let's head over to Wall Street, and we'll start there because futures are higher, but investors are getting ready for some highly anticipated inflation data. That's coming in about an hour. The report may dictate just how many more times the Federal Reserve can cut interest rates the rest of the year, so everybody's watching that. Yesterday, stocks did finish near record territory. The S&P 500 was up about 0.5%. Striking Boeing workers in the St. Louis area will vote Sunday on a new proposal aimed at ending this strike that's lasted more than 80 days. Boeing says union leaders have decided to put the aerospace giant's latest contract offer up for a vote, and that's after the union initially rejected the offer Wednesday and called it insulting. The company says average wages would grow from $75,000 to more than $109,000 over the five-year offer. Cautious optimism seems to be a common story for a lot of American companies, at least those outside of the tech sphere. That includes Procter & Gamble, which beat earning estimates today, lifted by higher demand for beauty and grooming products. But the company warned it expects higher costs ahead because of tariffs. The city of St. Louis is looking to sell Paradise so folks can put up a parking lot. It's not quite paradise. The lead just sounded better that way. It's a small park downtown near the old dispatch building in the St. Patrick's Center. Still, investment firm Starwood Group is expected to pave the site if it wins approval for the sale at a city meeting today. No surprise the proposal has caught some heat from local advocates. The maker of snacks like Oreos and Ritz crackers has joined the line of companies turning to AI to save money. That's Mondelez. They say they're using a new generative AI tool to cut costs on the production of marketing content. The snack maker wants to use this tool to generate short TV ads that would be ready to go on your TV as soon as next year and perhaps the Super Bowl in 2027. And on that topic, what can't AI do? There's a software company sounding the alarm after OpenAI launched its new internet browser, ChatGPT Atlas. Search Atlas is this company, and it says that the AI-powered browser can interact with websites in a way that looks just like activity from real human users, including by clicking on paid ads. Wow.
Wow. Oh, man. It's coming. You know, we're sitting in the studio with the former CEO of the St. Patrick's Center. When you read that story, Dom, his ears perked up over there.
Well, and what exact property was it?
It's a parking lot. It's the parking lot that used to sit next to the that park, right? Like there's a little green area out there.
Yes, it's the green area they want to sell, and they want to pave that to put a parking lot in that place.
Yeah. That park never was good because so many homeless people would always try to camp in there, and we always had to, as St. Patrick's Center being a homeless agency, we were always trying to get people into permanent housing and not letting them sleep on the streets. But that park though is air suspended. It's a tunnel under there.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I had no idea. Yeah. So when they say by the ground, they're going to have to deal with the Terminal Railroad, who actually owns the underlying ground, and it's under a 100-year lease, including the Post-Dispatch building, including the old Sun-Times building, which is St. Patrick's Center. All those buildings along there are on elevated piers because there's tunnels that go all the way through where the old railroads used to run.
Wow. They should ask Dan first.
There you go.
That's the truth. Dom, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's fair. I had no idea. I knew there was an elevated section near there because they used to have a homeless encampment down there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
It was the underworld, for sure.
Yeah, for a long time.
But the entire Tucker Boulevard, pretty much, is suspended.
Yeah.
It's all built above old train tracks. So when when you're going down Tucker Boulevard, you're actually on a bridge.
So when the mayor just announced a plan to do some modifications, didn't they, to Tucker? Because they said it was like an 8-lane expressway,
yeah,
and they're going to narrow it and all that.
Put boulevards in, try to slow down traffic.
I wonder if she knows that.
Well, they slow down traffic by having the absolute worst synced lights on the planet. It's
no
so nerve wracking. It's like
awful, just awful.
Yeah. Do police officers be nice to me when I'm coming into work where there's absolutely nobody there and you have to sit at a 2-minute red light?
Yes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The only one that sinks is the one at 14th Street. If you catch that Market Street light at 14th Street, you can catch all of them. But if you're on Tucker, that's not the case.
No.
And if you're on Market Street, that's not the case.
There's no rhyme or reason
to
what's going on Tucker. No idea.
They should put us in charge for the day, that's for sure. Coming up, we're going to get to another news for you. Next hour, J.J. Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. We'll get to Congressman Eric Burleson and get the latest on the government Schumer shutdown. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In a minute.
what's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, stand by here. We're going to do a little old school thing here for a second. See if you can hear this.
This is the Mark Cox Show because my dad's the best.
Can you hear that little voice?
Yes.
That little voice was recorded in about 2010 or 11 when I was doing the weekend show.
This is the Mark Cox Show because my dad's the best.
She turns 18 years old today.
Wow. Doesn't time fly,
Sue
brother?
Thomas, my little girl, is 18 years old today.
I discussed this with your wife last night.
And she's
it's shocking.
She's in the car driving to school right now, and I just want to wish her a happy birthday. I can't believe she's 18. I also got her when she was very young to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I used to play it on the show every once in a while. So I'm gonna play that for her just to embarrass her this morning, which she'll appreciate. I also played your national anthem that you did for the Brian Kilmeade show as our national anthem earlier today. But listen to this. Hold on. Why do these things never work the way I want them to? Hold on. It's...
Go ahead. Flag of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stand, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Aww.
Yeah, that is adorable.
She was so little then, and now she's so big and 18. Happy birthday, honey.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. She's your baby, too. That's the last one out.
Baby is 18 today.
Empty nesting soon.
Well, when she gets home, her clothes are going to be on the front lawn. We're done now. We're finished.
Had a good run.
Wish you had a good run. We've accomplished our goal of keeping her alive to 18. So,
all right. Hey, in the spirit of the season, we got our pumpkin spice hand soap. We got our incense. We got our candles. How about a real pumpkin? Get this. In Half Moon Bay, California, a new world record pumpkin. How much do you think this pumpkin weighs? It's a massive, massive pumpkin.
I'm going to go with 600 pounds.
Way close.
No.
Like 5,000.
You are not even in the name. No, well, not 5,000. But it is. But it is over a ton. All right, 2,346 pound pumpkin.
Woo.
That's insane. That's a ton. Anyway, it broke the record of a year ago, but the growers out there are known for growing 2,000-pound pumpkins all day long.
So how do they do that? Don't they, like, build special shelters and
feed them milk?
They feed them, don't they?
Yeah.
Sue, did I hear you say that one?
Yeah, they feed them milk and all kinds of stuff.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. I am obsessed with this sort of thing. And they used to run little documentaries about it. And they followed a couple guys, and this is probably 10 years ago, and they were up in the middle of the night feeding them milk, and they'll do all kinds of stuff under these shelters, and they figured out. But the key is you've got to get it that big, but don't have it collapse. So they've studied it for years, and these group of people, and are really getting good at it, obviously.
Anyway, Safeway had the world championship pumpkin weigh off, and that pumpkin brought in $21,000 to the grower.
Well, there you go. That's why. There's the carrot. I wondered.
By the way, that breaks down to $9 per pound. That's a pretty
good. How would you move it? Like,
forklift.
I guess you'd need a forklift and have to be careful with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I want to carve it and make the biggest jack-o'-lantern ever.
I love stories like this. So there's a would-be thief goes up to a guy and tries to steal his Rolex. And I guess you should not assume that everybody who has a Rolex is just some sort of a rich executive. This guy happened to be a fighter, which is he's a retired fighter. And when the guy tried to steal his Rolex, the fighter just beat the living crap out of him. There's a picture of him laying on the street. I love it when revenge happens like that. Don't you? Isn't that great?
I absolutely do.
When karma just gets you right there. That's exactly what the guy deserved. That's awesome.
All right. So a Maryland man used the ages. We talked last week how AI picked the guy's winning lottery ticket. This guy picked his grandkids' ages and won $50,000.
Nice.
Did he give the money to them?
No, he did not.
Oh, come on.
No, he did not.
It'll eventually filter down to
Yes, it will.
Stick that in the college fund.
That's right.
That can help out.
Another tip.
Absolutely.
Grandchildren's ages.
There you go. Whatever it takes. Hey, coming up, Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. We'll get his take on what's going on with the Canada, old Canada. And we'll get to Congressman Eric Burleson on the shutdown. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.